From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Congress launched its own investigation of the Columbia accident today with a joint House-Senate hearing. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe told members of Congress the agency is still investigating every possible cause of the disaster. Lawmakers seem ready to wait for answers, but they said NASA needs to ensure the independence of an outside panel looking for those answers. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The heads of the House Science and Senate Commerce Committee said this is just the beginning of a wide-ranging investigation. Eventually, they hope to look at everything, the impact of budget pressures on the space program, at NASA's overall mission. But today, the focus was on the steps NASA is taking to solve the Columbia mystery. Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota says NASA has already made one key mistake.
It seems to me that in almost any circumstance of this type, an agency can't very effectively investigate itself.
Dorgan is one of many lawmakers worried about the independence of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board. The board's role is to provide a credible, objective probe of the accident, but Congressman Bart Gorton of Tennessee said it is too dependent on NASA.
You require that the board must, and I quote, schedule board activities, interim board reports, and submit final board reports in coordination with the NASA administrator in accordance with the applicable NASA policies. And Mr. Keefe, I'm afraid this won't pass anybody's smell test of independence.
NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe has faced these criticisms for days now. He said the rules for the board won't affect its independence. He said it's true that the chairman, retired Admiral Harold Gaiman, is writing the report for NASA.
But that report will be made public concurrent with its receipt. So he will be reporting to the president, to the Congress, to the American people, to all of us simultaneously.
The board is made up mostly of military people, employees of the Department of Transportation, and NASA officials. O'Keefe said they were chosen because they have lots of experience in accident investigations. And O'Keefe said NASA was responsible for the commission because the panel was set up before the accident, just in case something went wrong. He said that gave them a head start.
On Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m., they were already identified and ready to go. So at least we picked up the time that gave them the opportunity to then become more familiar with the processes, the evidence, the facts, the data, so they could get about the business of investigating as quickly as possible before the trails go cold.
Despite the tension over the commission, Congress remains supportive of NASA in this difficult time. That could change if the investigation uncovers bad management contributed to the accident, as happened with the Challenger investigation. Lawmakers were patient with O'Keefe's insistence that the investigation remains wide open, that there's no leading theory. One member asked the NASA chief whether he was sure that debris from the external fuel tank had not caused critical damage to the shuttle's heat-shielding tiles. O'Keefe said he was still not convinced that's the cause. He pointed out that Columbia was exposed to tremendous temperature extremes while it was still in orbit.
There are more than 4,000 sensors aboard each shuttle orbiter, and if there were any indication, there were any abnormalities as a consequence of tile loss or whatever else, they likely would have shown up during that 16-day orbiting mission.
Some members did want to know whether NASA was rethinking its reliance on the shuttle. O'Keefe said the agency would be using shuttles to lift freight to the space station, even as NASA develops a new orbital space plane to carry passengers. But those big-picture questions will clearly have to wait until NASA has some idea what brought Columbia down. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.